With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran has launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf countries, hours after Iranian state TV announced that a hardliner is now in charge in Tehran.
Iran has a new supreme leader. It's Mojtaba Khamenei, a son of the slain supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, whose death on February 28th in an Israeli airstrike kicked off the Israeli-American war that has spread across the wider Middle East.
And that's correspondent John Gambrell. President Trump says the U.S. has plenty of negotiating leverage when it comes to Iran.
We're not looking to settle. They'd like to settle. We're not looking to settle.
Mr. Trump not ruling out sending in ground troops, but he stresses there would have to be a very good reason to take that step. Mr. Trump has declared that he will accept nothing short of unconditional surrender by the Iranian regime. And the Iran war is not distracting the U.S. military from its drug-fighting mission in the Eastern Pacific. The Pentagon reports the deaths of six suspected narco-terrorists, their alleged drug-running boat blown out of the water by American forces. Taking a stand for election integrity, President Trump vows not to sign any other legislation until Congress approves a voter ID bill.
Writing on social media, the president proclaimed that passing the Save America Act is all people care about, and that the legislation supersedes everything else. He went on to say that he will not sign other bills until this is passed. The Save America Act would require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Democrats believe the bill would disenfranchise some voters. The House already passed the legislation, but it faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, Dow futures down 589 points. This is SRN News. Evangelicals still support President Trump.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
London police say four men have been arrested on suspicion of aiding Iran by spying on the Jewish community. The Metropolitan Police say the suspects, one Iranian and three dual British-Iranian nationals, were taken into custody on suspicion of assisting a foreign intelligence service. Britain's campaign against anti-Semitism says it is grateful to police for foiling the alleged plot, but accuses the government of not taking the threat from Iran seriously. SRN News. Things got ugly outside Gracie Mansion over the weekend.
A chaotic scene outside New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani's residence Saturday, where Jake Lang held a Stop the Islamic Takeover rally. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said someone from that group used pepper spray on counter-protesters and it escalated.
A counter-protester identified as Amir Balat, an 18-year-old man, lit and threw an ignited device.
Balat then got a second device from another counter-protester.
A jar wrapped in black tape, importantly, with nuts, bolts, and screws, along with a hobby fuse.
Tisch says he lit it and ran. Police caught him. Six people are under arrest. The investigation continues. Julie Walker, New York.
Jury selection scheduled to begin in Miami today in the federal trial of five men charged in the 2021 assassination of a Haitian president. More details, SRNNews.com.